Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For the seventh year in a row, the New England Patriots are getting ready for the AFC Championship game. A win against the Jacksonville Jaguars next Sunday would give the Pats their 10th Super Bowl appearance. The Jaguars beat the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday 45-42 to advance. The Patriots earned their AFC title spot by beating the Tennessee Titans on Saturday. Joining us to look back on the weekend and ahead to the AFC Championship is ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So was Saturday one of the Patriots' most complete wins this season?
It was. They started a little bit slower than they wanted to. They were trailing 7-0 after the first quarter, but then they really turned it on.
Right. So let's listen to a bit of what head coach Bill Belichick had to say after Saturday's game.
Had a lot of outstanding plays from a lot of players. So they did a great job. Thought, our coaching staff, in particular the coordinators, Josh and Matt, busy week for them last week, and thought they did a great job.
You know, that's Bill Belichick praising defensive coordinator Matt Patricia and offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Both of them, Mike, are candidates for head coaching jobs with other teams. So does it seem that the Patriots are getting ready for some major changes?
They are. And when Bill Belichick mentions that, he's referencing how those coaches were interviewing for those other head coaching jobs last week. Matt Patricia looks like he's going to be heading to the Detroit Lions. Josh McDaniels, a top candidate to the Indianapolis Colts.
So could that get in the way as the team prepares for the big game or maybe games ahead? Or do you think that could be extra motivation?
Well, it could get in the way if they allow it to. And when Bill Belichick goes out of his way to mention how he felt like they did good work last week, that's his way of praising them for saying, you didn't let it get in the way. You focused on what we really needed to have happen, which was to get the Patriots ready.
Now let's talk about Jacksonville for a moment. 45 points the team scored yesterday, more than they've scored in any other game this season, and that include a defensive score. So does their offense present much of a threat?
The biggest threat that the Jaguars offense presents is in the running game. They have a rookie, Leonard Fournette, a running back, the number 4 overall pick in the draft this past year out of LSU, and he's a big, powerful runner, so that's going to be the primary focus of the Patriots. If they can slow down Leonard Fournette, the Patriots should be okay.
The Jaguars have one of the NFL's top defenses. Patriots have top offense. How big of a challenge do you think all of this is for the Patriots?
Well, that'll be the bigger challenge for the Patriots with this Jaguars team. There's a lot of young, talented, fast, athletic players on the Jaguars defense, and it might sound unusual to say that in a game where they're coming off giving up 42 points to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it's all about how each individual team matches up, and the Jaguars could do some things to slow down Tom Brady and that Patriots offense.
Let's look at a little bit of history here. This will be the 7th straight AFC title game for the Pats, the 12th for quarterback Tom Brady in his career, and it's just the 3rd ever for the Jaguars. Also, Jaguars never won in Foxborough, where the next game's going to be played. How much of a difference do you think history and experience will make in this game?
Well, it'll make a little bit of a difference, but one thing Bill Belichick always says is it's not about playoff experience, it's about playoff execution. And he uses Malcolm Butler, and teammates use Malcolm Butler as a great example. When he made that game-saving interception in the Super Bowl a few years back, he was a rookie who had never been in that moment before.
So, who wins on Sunday, Mike?
I'll take the Patriots. They're at home. They have Tom Brady. And the Jaguars quarterback, Blake Bortles, is a little bit of a shakier performer at the most important position. So I'll lean toward the Patriots.
We have to anyway. Well, let's talk quickly about the NFC title game. That'll be Philadelphia Eagles against the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings beat the Saints on a last-second touchdown yesterday. This is what it sounded like on Fox.
Steps into it, pass is caught, Diggs, sideline, touchdown, unbelievable, Vikings win it!
very exciting finish. Who do you think advances in the NFC, Mike?
Well, I would just say this is what everyone is going to be talking about on Monday. This is the type of play that will be the miracle in Minnesota they'll talk about for decades and decades from now. I'm going to take Philadelphia. They're at home in a low-scoring game.
All right. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis to WBUR. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.